Homestead Borough Council Meeting, November 1st, 2021. You're now being recorded. Anyone who would like to speak tonight at the meeting, there's a register. Please sign in. Please silence all cell phones or put them on vibrate.
Mayor Canfield, it's about a minute to six, so if you'd like to do your thing.
Certainly. All right. Before we get started, I'd like to say a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask tonight for your wisdom and strength during our meeting. We ask also for your protection and blessings over all present. And we also ask for the protection of our local fire, police, EMTs, and all of our state and federal emergency employees. We ask all this in your name forever and always. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We still have about another 30 seconds to go yet before we can formally start the meeting. It is 6 o'clock as of right now. So at this time at 6 p.m., I'd like to call this meeting to order. The first thing to ask is a roll call of the borough officials. Judy?
Okay. Michael Ogiello.
Present.
Robert Jennings.
Present.
Jared Newbon.
Here.
Jason Newbon.
Here.
William McAllister.
Here.
I have two absent at this time.
Okay, thank you. At this time, I'd ask all present to rise for a pledge of allegiance to our flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you all very much. It's nice to actually see faces here this evening. It's been a long, long time. I'm very happy to see this. You have to forgive me because I also have to get right back used to this, quite frankly. And I think the rest of us have to, too. At this time, we're going to move down in our agenda this evening for citizens' input. If anybody has not already registered to speak, for those that want to, please do so now. We'll now get the pass on.
James Jennings arrived at 6:01.
Apologies. Okay. Thank you very much, Judy. Okay, we have two people registered to speak this evening. The first is Derek Williams. Derek, if you wish to go up to the podium.
Hey everybody, Derek Williams, Main Street. Just wanted to say that I was at a Halloween party last night, and it was purely social, and in that moment, there were several people in attendance, some people I had just met that are kind of new to town, and there was this really great discussion a lot of us had about Honesdale and how, like, happen and just general interest. And I just wanted to point out that it seems like there's a really great, you know, increase of local understanding and an interest in participating in local government that is, you know, really heartening from somebody like me in my perspective. And I'm sure that's great for you all to hear too. So I just wanted to kind of throw a note out there that the people are paying attention. And even now at a night like this where we're back at Borough Hall, all things considered, this is decent. I'm hearing from somebody else even in that regard. So I think it's, I think we're all doing a great job in terms of creating an engaging environment to a certain degree, and that's something I just hope we could all cultivate a little bit further. And on that note, now that we're back meeting in person in this venue, it would be great if we could create some sort of hybrid option where people could still, you know, it might be a bit much to coordinate for people to call in with comments. comments. Maybe you have to be here for a comment, but a way for people to listen in at home while also attending them in person would be really helpful, I think. So thank you.
All right. Thank you much, Derek. Thank you. The next person asking to speak is David Nielsen.
Sick, and I hope you're well enough to be here now. Oh, there's a needle sticking out of this. I came here for two reasons. David Nielsen, Cliff Street. I know this is being recorded. One is to do a follow-up from the last time I spoke in front of you guys as a council regarding Castle Street, and if there's been any movement on that at all. I mean, I didn't get an email from you guys after I spoke with you last time. I didn't get a letter in the mail. I got nothing.
I believe at the last meeting, I think our attorney responded to you, I thought, in his openings, in his comments under the solicitor's comments.
From the last meeting we had at the high school?
I believe so. Attorney Henry, can you respond? Because, I mean, the council's not...
I report.
Okay, so I was going to cover it in the report just like before. So if you'll wait for that 2 minutes, he'll give that to you.
Fair enough. Now I have something different. So, it has to do with signs. So, I understand that the Holmesdale Borough, we have a Facebook page. I think it's like Holmesdale Main Facebook page. But there's also a Facebook page called Holmesdale's Parks and Recs. I don't know who runs that. I can only assume I can make, but I'm not going to make any assumptions. We'll just say somebody runs it, right? Somebody from the borough runs that?
Judy?
The Parks and Recreation Commission.
The Parks, the commission itself does it.
Okay. And then there's an email address, holmesdaleparks.ptd.net. Does anyone in this room answer that email?
It goes to Parks and Recreation individuals.
Okay. Does anyone in this room, not just council, anyone in this room have access to holmesdaleparks@ptd.net?
The only person that speaks out is Jen Jennings.
Well, there was a post put up on there on October 25th at 9 in the evening. It says, it's a picture of Triangle Park, and it says, with 1 week left until election day, it's important to remind candidates for local office that borough parks are not the proper location for campaign signs. This is Jason Torrey Park on the north side of town, often referred to as Triangle Park. Thanks for your cooperation, neighbors. So I had a sign there, and it's not there anymore. And the reason I put a sign there is because there was signs advertising mattress fundraisers all up and down the side of the park. Plus, the ordinance, as I read it, well, we'll read it, states that it was legal to do it. So I put a little comment on the Facebook page there. I said, could somebody tell me why it's inappropriate? They erased it. And then they shut comments off. So I went ahead. This is what Derek was talking about, accountability, openness, transparency. This is great. So I went ahead and I said, okay, there's an email address. Let me write an email. So I wrote an email. I'm going to read it now. So I wrote an email October 26th. And I said, I am taking the time to email you rather than repost, as my request for comment was deleted from the Facebook post. As you may be aware, during the 2021 primaries, the borough manager instructed DPW to remove campaign signs. This was quickly rectified as illegal on the part of the borough. So I will ask again, what makes the park an improper location for temporary campaign signs? I distinctly recall there being a mattress fundraiser signs in this exact park for weeks. I have a photo of that too, if we need to go that far. In closing, you guys really need to read the Holmesdale Borough sign ordinance. The borough allows for political signs during the election cycle. Removing them is not only theft of property, but also a violation of the borough's own ordinance. So now here's the ordinance. You can see here, it's, I got a copy of it here. It's 210-20F, section 3, temporary political sign. Temporary political signs announcing political candidates seeking office, political parties, and or political and public issues contained on a ballot shall be erected or maintained for a period not to exceed 60 days prior to the date of the election to which such signs are applicable and shall be removed within 7 days following such election. The candidate shall be responsible for all political signs placed on the candidate's behalf if located in the public right of way. I'm pretty sure at least 3 feet off this curb is the right-of-way, which is where my signs were, and they are all gone now. So why are we playing these games? I'm really getting, why are we doing this? I mean, you guys did, somebody did this, somebody here did this to me during primaries, and I got the signs back because I wrote an email to your solicitor, and boom, I got a call, hey, your signs are behind the borough building, come get them. So why are we doing this again? And I know you're not going to email me back. I'm getting no answers from
this. I'm totally unaware of the situation, so I can't speak to it. Can any council member here respond to me that was involved?
I'd like to know who runs this Holmesdale Parks and Rec and why they can't just answer me.
Because that's not part of the borough council.
I'll answer you right now. I told you, you talk about transparency in the spring. I told you the borough's policy was they didn't want to get involved in politics.
You never could.
You're interrupting me. I didn't interrupt you. I sent you a letter in May.
Sorry, you're mistaken. I really didn't get
okay.
it from you.
I accept your apology.
I apologize. I never got it from you. I never got anything from you. All I did was, back when we had primaries, I sent an email to yourself and the police chief.
You don't have to explain this. I already explained.
All right, so I'll skip ahead. Why are signs disappearing? It's an ordinance, is it not? I read it. Did I read it wrong? Does anybody interpret it differently?
Anyone else wish to speak this evening? Okay, we need your name. You need to fill this out, please. You need to do this first, please. Just for the minutes, so we can step up. This is James Hamill, Jim Hamill.
Hi, everyone.
Parks and Rec.
Good evening. James Hamill, I do serve on the Parks and Rec Commission, and I know that after the previous Parks and Rec Commission meeting, we had left a note with all the council members soliciting any feedback for the progressing plans for Central Park and other playground equipment to determine maybe at this upcoming meeting for the Parks and Rec Commission. A suggestion to council then to go forward with a purchase based on some of the allocated funds that are left over in this year's budget. And I just wondered if anybody had any thoughts or questions or any submissions in the lead up to this upcoming meeting Wednesday, I guess that's a week from the 3rd, so the 10th would be the next Borough Parks and Rec Commission meeting here. And we would really accept a lot of input or feedback from council members, because ultimately you'd be the ones in this calendar year determining what purchases would be appropriate for that section of the park. We know some of the equipment is a little outdated, some of the equipment there could potentially even be relocated. So those are the things being discussed just at the Parks Commission stage, so that we can kind of reactivate that space in a way and kind of make it a little bit more feng shui, if you will, in the park. So if you guys do have any kind of input there, I know I left a note with everybody, and please feel free to send that back. I won't address necessarily the great length, and I can understand where Mr. Nielsen is coming from because of some potential clarity issues, and we can all understand that, you know, signage in parks is something that, you know, both from the Parks Commission standpoint, and I only speak as an individual there, but just having our parks be parks is, I think, an important thing that I would say, and that if you're able to attend next Wednesday the 10th, we'd be, you know, able to have that conversation, I think, at a commission level, and then ultimately policy gets set here by Borough Council at the next
So you're inviting Mr. Nielsen to come to your next
Parks and Rec meeting. If you'd be able to come to that meeting, I think that that's where those discussions are possibly good to begin, because that's kind of like the process in which a lot of these things come to, you know, through the sausage-making process, if you will, legislatively. The recommendations or the discussions happen at the commission level, and then they get up to the council level here after recommendations from the commission. So that would be a great spot to have that discussion. And I was unaware of anything previous to this election cycle having been brought to the forefront. So it's really important to have those conversations and have them civilly, because let's be honest here. Nobody wants to have anybody feeling like they are left out of a process, like they are not doing things appropriately. And I think that we all have to work together to make sure that we're doing what's right for our community. And that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, everybody gets their way. We all have to sometimes compromise. And I do think that that's an important part of the process, is compromise. So if council members did have anything that you wanted to share with the Parks Commission ahead of this next meeting, we'd certainly appreciate it. We're looking forward to kind of, you know, revamping the parks and making things pretty awesome out there. So thank you.
No, thanks. We have always said before, we appreciate the Parks and Recreation Committee working with the borough. Mr. Jennings, Jim Jennings, has done a great job of working with you. He's been a liaison. As far as the park, the equipment and that, I personally, just speaking for myself, I couldn't say too much without seeing what the real plans are and beyond that, because other than that, Jim and his families and people who have children that are far more adept as to what's needed there than I certainly am. I'm sorry to say, but I don't know what you guys do, so I'll certainly follow your lead and recommendations, and Jim will certainly be your lead, as you said, liaison to us. And I hope that you can reach out to Mr. Nielsen and help him with his issue, because he feels that, I'm going to speak as though you're not here. I'm sorry to say that, but we are willing to work with anybody, but a lot of things that he is bringing up, we are not really directly involved in. It's going through our solicitor and through others, and as things are brought to us, many times we really don't know the background. It has not gotten to us. So I apologize, Mr. Nielsen, and I apologize that we have to work together, but there's no grand scheme by anybody here whatsoever.
Sure, and I think that, you know, looking at the thing holistically too, the mattress sign was probably not supposed to be there either.
Oh, it wasn't supposed to be, no.
But bar none, that mattress sign, you know, being in a public space is in violation of the sign ordinance overall. So, you know, those types of vigilant opportunities for the borough, I think, can kind of set that precedent. And then we wouldn't have to be at these, you know, contentious situations, you know.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Ms. Hammer.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak this evening? Okay, if not, we will move on into our meeting this evening. The first, we have three sets of minutes. There was a special meeting October 6th, a public hearing for the zoning amendment, which was October 13th, and a regular meeting of October 18th. We need to take these individually. First, I'd ask for somebody to make a motion on the October 6th meeting to either recommend changes or to accept them as presented.
I move to approve the minutes of the special meeting of October 6th, 2021, as presented.
I second.
Okay, a motion was made by Jared Newbon, seconded by William McAllister. Any further question or comment from any council members on those minutes? Since we are in public and together, I'm going to ask for just a standard voice vote unless there's something contentious. So all those in favor of approving these minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. Okay, the motion has passed unanimously. Thank you. The next is the public hearing zoning amendment, October 13th minutes. And the same thing, if they're either to approve as presented or to make changes if required.
I move to approve the minutes of the public hearing of October 13th, 2021 as presented.
Is there a second?
I second.
I second by William McAllister. The motion was made by Jared Newbon. Again, any question or comments from any council members on this motion? If not, all those in favor, please say yes.
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 All opposed, please say no. That motion has passed unanimously. And lastly, the October 18th minutes.
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of October 18th, 2021, as presented.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second again by Mr. McAllister. Once again, any question or comments from any council members? Again, all those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. Motion has passed unanimously. Very weirdly tonight, I think this is probably one of the first times I've ever seen that we have no requests whatsoever to use borough property. Has that changed since over the weekend? Okay, no. It's rare. Attorney Henry, this is your moment. The solicitor's report for this evening.
I've reached out to Attorney Jennings in regard to the property that's in distress on Castle Street. I've reached out to Attorney Ellis in regard to the property that's in distress, although there's been some steps to correction in regard to the Tracy Street property. The Castle Street property is involved in the appointment of an administrator in the Port of Towns Police of Wayne County, Tracy Street. We're waiting for ancillary letters to be transferred here from New York County, New York. The renter conditional use application is, that hearing attached to that application is going to be continued because of absence of the council and request of renter's council. There are numerous zoning matters that are currently pending in front of District Judge Myers involving two individuals, but approximately 15 complaints under violations or alleged violations under the zoning ordinance. And I've also worked with Ms. Paltonis recently in regard to drafting some potential motions that probably would be considered tonight involving either Civil Service Commission and or in furtherance of any process that Civil Service may take for hiring or considering hiring of police officers. That's all I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Attorney Henry. In our agenda this evening, a section there concerning expenditure with Tom Shepstone. Should we save that for the zoning part? Judy, go ahead.
Well, actually, I'm the one who suggested that it be on the agenda with the implementation of the new zoning ordinance in consultation with the solicitor. There are some questions that have come up and how it is going to be applied, and therefore, since there'll be an expenditure of money, the solicitors wrote correspondence, which you all have a copy of, that we are to refer the questions to Thomas Shepstone, the consultant. So I would like a formal motion so that purchase orders can be signed so we can have at least one meeting or one time where we can ask all the questions.
I move that Borough Council authorize an expenditure for zoning consultant Thomas Shepstone to answer any inquiries from the zoning department during the implementation phase of the new zoning ordinance amendment and current operations.
There's been a motion made and a second by Robert Jennings. Any further question or discussion on this motion? Again, I'll ask for all those in favor, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
All opposed, please say no. That motion is passed unanimously. Thank you, Jared.
And may I continue?
Of course.
With that. Also with discussion with Solicitor Henry, maps have been presented for refiling. Homestead Golf Club and Eric Lindy in Texas Township and Homestead Borough. The property is located in both. Texas Township has already re-signed. Our Planning Commission has already re-signed the chairman, but Michael and I have to re-sign, so I don't know if this needs a motion or not, but on your green sheet of paper, there was a motion. Do they need to have a motion?
I think it would be appropriate for a motion. Look, I didn't have anything to do with this. This involved two separate councils and two separate municipalities, Texas Township and Homestead Borough. There was a lot line switch between EKG, which is a Lindy Family Corporation, and the Homestead Golf Club along one of the holes at the golf club 3 or 4 years ago. It went through the entire process, subdivision or lot consolidation process in Homestead Borough as well as Texas Township. The maps were all signed, but they were never recorded. If they're not recorded within 90 days, they become stale. It wasn't discovered until maybe 2 months ago. The council for Lindy and or EKG LLC got a hold of me because of my representation of the borough and said, how do we fix this? So I got the maps. I took them or had them taken to Texas Township. Texas Township has re-signed them and re-approved them. I would request that a motion be made that Homestead Borough is required. We already have it set up. Spokane has always been set ahead of the committee anyhow.
move that Borough Council authorize the Council President and Borough Secretary to re-sign the maps for the realigning of the lands of the Honesdale Golf Club and Eric R. Lindy.
There's been a motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Jason Newbon. Any further question or discussion on this motion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. Motion has passed unanimously. And at the conditional use hearing, that should be under zoning, Judy.
I'm sorry, what?
There is also in the green sheet, there's one for conditional
right.
use hearing.
But that he may want to bring up under zoning because the letter is there under zoning.
Okay, that's why I still made this one.
That's entirely up to Jared.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you.
Okay, next is the mayor's report.
I have nothing to report for this evening.
Okay, thank you. Billings Committee, Jason, anything going on?
Not much except for the beautiful windows that we can all sit here and look at now that have the trim finally on them. And hopefully next budget season we can knock a couple more out and start sealing up the building a little better. Other than that, buildings is running pretty smooth. Thanks.
Very good. Thank you. The Finance Committee this evening, Jared?
It's the first day of the month, and it's a Monday, so there's nothing from the Finance Committee.
All right. It's like you didn't do anything today. You had a whole night. Oh, well. Kidding, of course. Moving on to the Grants Committee report, Jim Jennings.
Yes, so we have a letter here from FEMA. We have an update on the DPGRRFB project, sorry. It's a pretty short letter, so I'll just read it out real quick. You're listed as a point of contact for an organization that submitted a request for FEMA public assistance under DR-4506-PA, the COVID-19 Declaration for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but has withdrawn its request for public assistance. FEMA recently updated its policy that addresses eligible safe opening and operation, O&O, for the COVID-19 declarations, and there's a link to the policy. Allowable period for performance for eligible work activities has changed and is now retroactive to January 2020. Attached document includes an overview of the policy updates and general eligibility for COVID-19 declarations. Some applicants may have withdrawn costs or projects that may not have been eligible under the previous policy guidance. Please review the information in the attached document and the options for next steps below. If your organization would like to discuss the policy, there's a couple options there. And then if the organization is not interested in applying for the reimbursement under FEMA's public assistance program, no further action is required. So I don't believe we have any further action at this point, or?
At that time when it was due, we did not meet the threshold, but since it's been almost a year, we may have met the threshold in buying the COVID-related items such as the cleaners and the sanitizers. So if it's the wish of the committee or council, I can have the treasurer go back through and check to see if we meet the threshold.
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes sense. It doesn't need a motion at this point, though, does it?
I don't know. I just, the letter came in, so I put it in your department.
You and I can direct her to
direct the treasurer then to check it.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. Reason not to.
And Judy, you have most of the information here on the RRFB project. If you'd like to give an update from the admin side.
Sure. So, I'm going to ask everyone to try to lean into your microphone since this is a different type of recording system, and to speak up so that the system will reach those in the back. Okay. So, under the CDBG program, we had RRFBs that were in the plan here that we now have monies available to us after all the environmentals are done. With that, when we previously submitted it, LNV Engineering was doing the PennDOT permits, McTish Engineering and Surveying were doing the surveys, and TAPCO was actually